on the street corners or watch the people on the street corners sell drugs and use drugs. And
God knew us a long time ago. He loved us enough to allow us to be born. He loved us enough to allow Jesus to come. Jesus loved us enough to die for us. It would be a disservice to Jesus not to love ourselves after all he went through for me and you. God elevated us by loving us. Jesus elevated us by dying for us. The Holy Spirit elevates us by living inside of us. Keep God first and be your best self. Don't give negative words from others power over you. Let God change you from a caterpillar into a butterfly. Just a reminder, the best is yet to come. My contact information is Just Stuff, P.O. Box 7885, Alexandria. My email address is seedsofharvest@bellsouth.net. Seeds like you plant in the ground, S-E-E-D-S. My phone number is area code 318-442-6011. God bless.
K-A-Y-T-K-Q-J-O.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
Together and with him. Those are profound truths that are unfolded, praise God. You see, God's surpassing power is said to have raised Christ from the dead and made him to sit at God's right hand in heavenly places. How many of y'all believe that he's there?
Amen.
Yes, sir. Amen. Whether or not you believe it or not, the Bible says it. Amen. Praise God. When on the day after, on the day of Pentecost, praise God. Before the day of Pentecost, praise God. What did they say? They say that those men was there looking at Jesus, praise God. And as he went on up, am I right? That's what the text says. It said that he went on up and they were gazing up, looking at him. And there was a voice that says, why are you gazing up into heaven? Because this same Jesus, not another one, this same Jesus that you see that is going up, he is going to be the one that's going to come down. Praise God. And see, and believers are said to have been risen with Christ. And since we are risen with Christ, my brothers and my sisters, we are urged, as Paul writes at Colossians chapter 1, chapter 3, verse 1. I want you to put that on the marquee because this is very important. Look what Paul says. Paul says, if you then be risen with Christ, he says that we are to seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on what? The right hand of God. Somebody say, what are those things that are above? There are a whole lot of things that are above that we ought to have our minds on. Amen. We're in the heavenlies. We're no longer, praise God, since we have allowed the Lord to come into our lives, praise God, then we, yes, amen, ought to be thinking where he's thinking.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, sir, Pastor.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We ought to be thinking where he's thinking, praise God. He sits, praise God. No, why? When we shouldn't be worried about who is accusing us here, we shouldn't be worried about those things. Yes, they bother us, but praise God, we should not allow our minds to think, praise God, on just those things, because our minds should be thinking in the heavenlies. Why should our minds be thinking in the heavenlies? I'm glad you asked the question, because, praise God, he was resurrected. And just like he was resurrected, we were resurrected.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Can I tell you seven things that the resurrection of Christ did for us?
Yes, sir.
Seven is God's number of perfection. First of all, the resurrection of Christ shows and guarantees that Christ is in fact the Son of God. Therefore, our thoughts should focus upon this glorious thought that he is in fact the Son of God. Praise God. Regardless of what I might be going through down here, praise God, he is in fact, praise God, the glorious Son of God, and therefore my mind should be thinking on those things. Not only that, the resurrection of Christ saves and it justifies us. Somebody say, what you mean by justifies? Justification is mean just as though I have not sinned. And everybody sitting in here today, to include me, know that all of us have sinned and that we have come short of the glory of God. But because of the resurrection of Christ, my brothers and my sisters, we are saved and we have been justified. And that's important. Praise God. Why is that so important? Because we don't allow somebody to hold something over our head. Praise God. Because as I look out into that audience, and as I look back here behind me, and as I look, if I had the mirror, I look in the mirror. Every last one of us was a used to be. I used to be something. Amen. Praise God. But because of the resurrection of Christ, amen, he has saved me from that. He has justified me. Not only that, the resurrection of Christ gives us, praise God, raise us up to a new life. I'm talking about a life that is abundant and eternal. John recalls the words that Jesus said, John 10:10, he said that the thief comes but to do what? Steal, kill, and to destroy. But he said that I am come that they may have what? Life. And that they may have it more abundantly. Not only that, the resurrection of Christ gives us power to live victorious over sin and the trials of this world, and to bear the fruit of the Spirit, praise God, as we walk through this world. What does that mean, praise God? If he allows me to bear the fruit of the Spirit, that means that I can love. That means that I can forgive. That means that I can have peace. That means that I can control my temper. Praise God. Don't be walking around here talking about I had to give somebody a piece of my mind. You can't afford it. Praise God. So you can have peace. You can have patience with other people because the resurrection of Christ, it gives us that. Not only that, the resurrection of Christ gives us a living hope. I'm talking about the hope of glory. Therefore, our minds and our praise should focus upon the glory of heaven, which shall be ours when either God takes us home or when Christ returns. Resurrection of Christ, number 6, guarantees our resurrection. Just like he got up, praise God, it lets me know that we too will one day get up. Therefore, our thoughts and our praise should be centered around this wonderful praise of this new and glorious body that God is going to give to us one day. Amen. I was telling somebody this morning, this sciatic nerve has been plaguing me to the point, amen, where every time I walk, I feel like I feel needles going down through my legs. But guess what? Praise God. One of these days, I'm going to have a glorious body. Amen. I'm going through some things now. Praise God. You are going through some things now. But we, that's Jesus Christ resurrected from the dead, praise God. We are guaranteed that we are going to be resurrected. No more pain, no more high blood pressure, no more sugar diabetes. No more cancer. praise God, he has promised us, praise God, a glorified body. Amen. Amen. All because of the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And finally, praise God, the resurrection of Christ assures that God will judge the world by Christ. So what does that mean for us? Since we know that he's going to judge the world, then we ought to be busy being evangelists.
Yes, sir.
Somebody said, what you mean by being evangelists? You ought to be telling folk, praise God, there's going to be a day. There's going to be a day of reckoning, praise God. And if you are not right with Christ, you stand the possibility, praise God, of burning in a fire that will never quench. Praise God, where there will be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Praise God, because of the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And he places us into that heavenly realm. And seeing which we're in that heavenly realm, let me tell you why our thoughts ought to be. Amen. You're in that heavenly realm. Our thoughts should not be on drug addiction down here.
Yes, sir,
man.
Come on. Yes, sir.
Since we're in that heavenly realm, our thoughts should not be on alcoholism down here. Allowing those things to continue to drag us down. Allowing those things to continue to plague our lives. Praise God. Since we're in the heavenly realm, our minds ought to be on forgiving, praise God, our brothers and our sisters. And them forgiving us. Our minds should not be on gossiping, praise God, about this and about that. But our minds ought to be, praise God, on those things that are in the heavenlies. You see, I said that the believers are already raised from the dead with Christ and already seated with Christ at the right hand of God. I was looking up some words. It said the word quicken, the word raised, the word made to sit are all in the Greek, what they call the diarostic tense, which means, praise God, that these things have already taken place. In other words, the children of God, we are already in Christ sitting in those heavenly places.
Already.
And since I am in heavenly places, I can't think, praise God, about a lot of the stuff that goes on.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. I'm concerned, but I can't allow my mind to linger.
Yeah.
Praise God. This one don't like me.
Yeah.
That one don't like me. Can I bust your bubble right now? If you're looking for everybody to like you, let me right now bust your bubble. Because it is not going to happen. Folks are going to talk about me just as bad as they talked about Jesus Christ. And if they talked about Jesus Christ, what make you think that you're any better? We read this morning how they were talking about Paul. Here Paul had done everything in the world. Paul said, if I can be braggadocious, I can brag about a whole bunch of things. But there were some folks around there trying to call him, you are not an apostle, you are not this, you are not that. But Paul said, that's okay. All I want you to do is watch my walk. Watch my talk. Praise God. And examine yourself. You see, he sees the believer as already risen and already exalted to live eternally with him, all because God sees us in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
Praise God. I don't know if believers can comprehend what that really means.
Yeah.
Praise God. In other words, he sees their faith and he counts them, praise God, consider them. He looks upon them as being in Christ Jesus. Paul writes to the Colossian church at Colossians 3, chapter 4. He says, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. So because of God's mercy, we